Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. It is a Sunday morning. It's a little cold out there, a little nippy, but it's going to warm up later on this day. Want to thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Sandy Springs.
And where?
Sandy Springs.
Oh, Sandy Springs. Okay.
Yeah. I know it's kind of hard. We got okey-doked a minute ago. We got crossed over by Noel Iverson back there.
Well, you know what, though? You get crossed over because if you talk about Sandy Springs, we get up that area 285, you got to be pay attention. They've had that new lane and whatnot, and you're totally miss Roswell Road. You'd be going by, yes, Roswell Road over there.
Yeah.
I can't get to that.
Yeah, you got to pay attention earlier. But we talked about this last week.
Okay.
Listen again. This is what we're experiencing right now as far as our highway is a byproduct of International City. And when you are in an international city, you get international events.
Yep.
You and I were here for the Super Bowl. You and I were here for the Olympics. Were you here for the Olympics?
I was living here, but I visited.
All right. Well, I was here. A lot of people listened. They were here. They remembered how the city put on their Sunday best for those. Now, what they don't talk about is the lead up to them and how we were inconvenienced in this city as far as construction and getting the roads right. Well,
it's happening now.
That seems to be nothing compared to what we got going on right now.
It's happening right now.
It is happening on a much bigger scale, and we are dealing with it.
It's all in the name of getting us ready for next summer.
Man, I was coming in. Now, I don't know if this was an accident or not, but I'm coming in on I-20 from the west, and when you get on I-20 onto the connector, and I take it going north, got to come in here into Midtown, but going south, it was blocked off. You couldn't, if you were coming in on I-20 and there were no signs before that saying no entry to the connector south from I-20.
Wow.
And you got up there and the cones were out and there was a cop car there. And it's just going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be areas of the city they got.
And I mean, yesterday it was downtown connector. I mean, Georgia Tech sent out press releases reminding people that from 17th Street down through town was going to, you're going to lose three lanes.
Yeah,
and we had a 3:30 kickoff at Georgia Tech and a 3:30 kickoff at Georgia State with homecoming at the same time yesterday. Nobody was getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, folks, they're going through this. It's to get us ready for next summer.
What is my phrase that everybody should pay attention to right now, especially if you're going to do some traveling? Remember my phrase is my analogy that I talk about, which is, I think, pertinent to life.
Yep.
Everybody's got their own way of getting to the airport.
Yeah.
But the objective is the same.
True.
There is no greater time to use that phrase than right now in this city.
You know,
find a road and get to Hartsville.
We've been challenged to do that at different times. Remember when the freeway burned, everybody navigated
you're talking about 85 when part of the section went
everybody
off?
Everybody got very well acquainted with the Morningside community and
yes,
driving
they
through
did.
It, right?
Yeah, they you did.
Know, because so, I mean— We learned to improvise, a little improvisation, you know.
Oh, we like Marines if we have to be.
Right.
Well, somewhat.
But that's just it. If you know the streets, you can do it. If you've never been on the streets, then it's an adventure.
It's a problem. And I went back to the home office a few weeks ago, and I got my updated certificate. I went and did some downtown Chicago driving. and I almost got—
How'd you do?
Oh, I got screamed at a couple times in the car by a person who was driving, who was with me. Because they are not used to downtown Chicago drive. You gotta be an alpha, otherwise you'll get chewed up. And I didn't get no dings on the car. I didn't get any of that. But yeah, it will try you.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because I had to go pick up my nephew from where we were on the west side of town all the way onto the north side, Division Street, down out there by where we found Mr. T at Mother's.
Oh, man.
That bar. And then bring him all the way back out. Then had to go to the south side. JC was sitting there with Jesse at the hotel waiting on me. You said you're going to be an hour. Well, I really say it at length. But anyway, she was waiting and very impatient. And I had to make her wait. I was like, there's nothing I could do. It's traffic. But having said that, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As is the case when there is NFL action going on in Europe, Sam and I have a shorter show because we have that game for you.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you can't get in front of a TV, we have got you covered. So let's talk about today. Denver Jets, pre-kick at 9:15, kick at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
We got that game for you. Now, that just starts things off. And the thing that makes this great is the fact that the Falcons don't play till tomorrow night.
Right.
So we got not two, not three, not to take a page from LeBron, not four. Well, actually, we do have four. We got four games for you today. So we start off with Denver and the Jets. Then we got what is normally the early game, Cowboys at Carolina. Relevant. Division foe, right?
Right.
Tennessee at Vegas. Then tonight, Detroit at Kansas City.
Ought to be a good one.
Ought to be a good one. I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping that the team who comes from the state that looks like a mitten wins. Because for the last few days, I have been living with a sick person.
Yeah.
Over them Tigers.
Yeah, boy got sicker yesterday.
Well,
Southern Cal beat Michigan. The West Coast just gave a beatdown. UCLA all of a sudden discovered they got football.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what beating Penn State did for them.
And well, they came
and crashed homecoming at Michigan State yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't just beat them. They crashed homecoming at Michigan State yesterday.
What do we should actually pay attention to this. And the fact that you just said this, I didn't really think about doing this, but I'm sure there's some stats nerd who knows this. The difference as far as records for the teams in the Big Ten that have to travel west versus those that come from the west to the east. It seems that those teams that are going west, I mean, I don't really know. I have to go and look because I can't make it. You know, Oregon, Oregon got it taken to them yesterday.
Right.
Nobody thought Indiana was going to do what they've done.
When we get to college football, we'll talk about those guys, man, because
All right.
they're showing that last season was no accident.
All right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But anyway, we've got that going on. So we've got football action for you throughout the day today. We've got our first real conversation about NBA basketball and the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
Coming up at 7:20. And we got a little special nugget that we're going to bring you during that segment with Terrell Thomas. Right? I was told I could tease.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I
can tease. And, of course, Myles Garrett is going to join us, getting a set for tomorrow night with our Falcons, Sam and Greg again.
He may have some thoughts from last night down I-85.
At
Auburn.
Oh, Myles will?
Yeah.
Is he from about
Georgia?
Okay.
Because he does.
Well, that's true.
Right. You know, so he may have a little something about that, too.
Hey, Noel, I'm going to give her a second to get the button ready because we got here and, you know, as is the case for those of you who listen to Sam and I regularly, we're gone 6 days. A lot of stuff happens. So we like to give you our story of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. You care to go first?
You want me to?
I don't want you to. I'm asking if you'd like to go.
I think one of the things everybody paid attention to nationally, obviously, was the LeBron announcement, which, you know, the decision,
right,
too, which he's gonna sell you some Hennessy.
Couldn't say that with a straight face, could you?
No. You know, if you want to buy some, I don't know how much a bottle of this stuff's going to cost, but you know who you got on your holiday list. But anyway, the thing I want to talk to is something I had a chance to attend this week.
Okay.
Dazzle and Dine. Dazzle,
say that again?
Dazzle and Dine.
Okay.
Dazzle and Dine is an event that the Falcons do along with the Winship Cancer Institute at Emory. And it is breast cancer awareness, obviously. They had 10 breast cancer survivors who were treated for a day. They picked them up. They had hair, nails, makeup, They had massage. They took him on a shopping trip. And then at night, they brought him up to Fumi,
yeah.
up in Gwinnett for hibachi deal. And Falcons players came in to help prepare it. Now, some of them guys, you bring out the steam table and you drop that fire and it pops up. You know, you had Tyler Allgeier over there. You know, Chris Lindstrom, A.J. Terrell, along with some of the Falcons legends, guys like Chris Graff, friend of the show, was over there. And so it was cool to see them doing that. The ladies looked great. They had them in their nice evening gowns. They come out, and it was a wonderful time. So shout out to the Falcons and for Winship Cancer Institute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing that.
Yes, yes, yes. Can I, because this seems like no better time to mention this, and not to top your story, and this isn't my story of the week, but on Tuesday, I have event number two over at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital, and I am bringing makeup artists over there, and they are going to do their thing. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, for those who didn't hear it, I discovered that the film, the Arthur Blank Hospital, ones that we do events with, and the toy drive, obviously that's around the corner with the holidays and things like that. But separate from that, somebody let me know that they wanted to have a relationship with the film industry. Obviously my connection with them and casting call and all that. So I went out and met with them. We started a conversation probably in the spring. And it happened that August 14th was the first one.
Okay.
We had conversations about various departments under the film industry umbrella, but I said makeup artists are going to be perfect. So we got them a stable of them, and they're between jobs, and so brought a woman named Carrie Herder out for the first one. Got a couple other ones that are going to come out this Tuesday, and I'll tell you about them next week. And so we have next week, next Tuesday, I'll be out there with a couple, and then we're going to do it again leading up to Halloween.
Okay.
And these makeup artists will go out there, and these kids want to feel pretty. They want to get little characters on their face because of Halloween. Some of these kids, girls specifically, teenagers, never got a chance to go to prom, don't get a chance to put on makeup, and they make them feel like teenage girls would like to feel. You know what I'm saying? Cool. So that's what I'm doing on Tuesday. Having said that, you know what my story of the week is?
What is it?
The news came down, and may she rest in peace, because you know how I am about, what do they call that, the people who make it past 100 years old?
Centurions or whatever.
Something like that.
Yep, yep.
You said that right? That's not one of the Star Wars characters?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Sister Jean passed this past week.
Yeah, man.
Sister Jean, of course, the chaplain at Chicago Loyola, was thrust upon the national scene when that team made it to the national, was it Final Four or, in 2018. And we have been following, every time the tournament comes around, whether Chicago Loyola is relevant or not, they always somehow try to fit in Sister Jean.
Yeah.
And she was 106 years old.
Man.
So.
It's remarkable. Just remarkable.
Wanted to throw that out there. That's my story of the week. All right. Coming up. Well, no, actually coming up, we're going to stay with you. Because this week, it, to me, solidified the fact that now I really love college football. I liked it because I was here and working with you and being in Atlanta. You know, you just had to really wrap your arms around it and embrace it. But now I love it because I don't know what's happening. You don't know who's going to win.
Yep.
The traditional powers out the window. When you get Indiana going out to Oregon and doing what they did, I know we'll talk more about that, but you look at what's – people came into the season, and boy, I got my hand up real high. I'm as guilty as anybody else thinking that this was the year that Penn State was going to make some noise. Lost a quarterback for the season, and James Franklin getting his resume updated. So
– is he?
Come on now. How much longer is he going to last there? This is Penn State. They finally dug themselves out from
the Penn State, not Texas.
I get it, but Penn State.
We ain't got a bunch of folks, all guys. Well, how much you got for your, you know,
that's
all
different. That's
stroke
different.
A check and buy out a coach. Do they have that at Penn State?
To me, no, they don't have that.
Okay,
but what
well
they
then,
what
do,
they
does
have
that
though
mean he's going to get fired.
What they have though is relevancy again, and they've come out from the ashes of Joe Paterno and that whole debacle. Took them a while for people to even want to mention that school. So from my seat, I see this as something that they are not going to allow.
I think they got to be careful. I think they have to be very careful.
Well, every team has to be careful when it comes to getting rid of a coach.
They got
to
be careful that they – because you know what? You know who said the same thing you said? Nebraska. You know who said the same thing you said? Tennessee.
But Tennessee's back, though.
Are they back?
They backed them from where they were. You're talking about from Phil Fulmer days?
But they're not –
Well, who's right. What's that? So what does that look like? Because Nick Saban's the only person you can say that about.
Well, no, we got that up the street up in Athens.
Okay, him and Kirby.
Okay, so I'm just saying you can be that. And Tennessee used to live there when it comes to the SEC. They ain't lived there in a while. You want to have a rotating, you know, thing and have a revolving door of coaches. You know, Penn State can become Nebraska. It can happen.
You point taken.
Nebraska, that it said it couldn't happen there, but it has.
Point taken. Two things, though. One, I'm not talking about a revolving door. Two, Nebraska switched conferences, which they shouldn't have done. All right, they left where they were at, and a nice little back and forth with Oklahoma and all them teams down there in Texas. Texas is an outlier. I wouldn't compare them to any other school because you're right. Maybe Michigan when it comes to deep pockets and money you know is available to them. But I'm just saying
I think his buyout's like $56 million.
Yeah, that's 40 million less than what Jimbo Fisher got. Right?
Well, that's Texas A&M. That's different money.
Again, no, I'm not comparing the two. That's apples to apples. I'm saying college
A&M.
Football got that money.
That's the cattle and oil folk.
Okay, again, I'm saying that's college different. Football overall got that money. Penn State got that money if they have to make that change. They got some millionaires and maybe a few billionaires in Pennsylvania. That's a pretty big state. That's all I'm saying. That's my speculation. I feel like he's going to be – if he lasts the season, cool. But he got no quarterback now. And if you are a blue-chip quarterback, are you going to want to come to that program? A program that's got the perception of, yeah, they get there, but then at the end, when it comes to that big game, you know?
You may say, I want to be the guy to get them over the top.
All right, well, you got to find that ego.
If everything else is there in place, you know, if that's the only thing he has to recruit, thing is keeping the rest of the guys on board. It's not always who you get through the transfer portal. It's who you retain that fits your
culture.
That's
right, and that's the money that you talked about Texas has and other schools don't. I get that. This all started with the fact that I said that I believe, like a lot of people, that James Franklin's days in Happy Valley are numbered. I just feel that way.
It may not be that simple. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
It sounds like a simple thing to do if that's what you do. They ain't Notre Dame. Notre Dame will pay a coach to go away.
But nobody's Notre Dame.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing.
Briefly, we have to just touch on this.
Yes.
Later on in the show, we will. But how are you feeling about who could possibly be in this year's World Series?
Wow.
Especially from the American League. This is that get your Texas win in there because it's either Seattle or Toronto. I don't mind Toronto. You know, Vlad Jr. is fun to watch. But them dudes are getting it done with some of these guys on the bench.
They are.
Bo Bichette is not in there.
It's kind of amazing to see the teams that have been able to turn it up at this time and those that we expected to that haven't. You know what I mean? It's a long season, obviously, but you want to bring it together at the same time. Now them dudes out on the West Coast, you know, the ones that wear the blue, we saw how they finished the finish line. They struggled to the end.
Right.
And then they were given an opportunity. Them dudes are rolling right now, man.
But they shouldn't have won. This is one of those where it's the Jeffrey, what was that kid's name who stuck his hand out in the outfield? Jeffrey Mayer. It's the Jeffrey Mayer situation going on. Philadelphia gave that game away. That poor pitcher who threw that ball over JT Realmuto's head and let that run score. That's how the Dodgers, they tripped and fell into the league championship series. So I don't mind that, and television networks don't mind that either because it's the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But I
don't know if it's them in Seattle. I don't know if people are looking for an all-West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, overall, like you said, there's no real.
If you got them, you want a team from the East Coast, ideally. But, you know, you're not getting that.
Does Boone keep his job with the Yankees? You just got through talking about James Franklin, okay? This is another one of those stories.
That's a different deal, though. We're talking Major League Baseball compared to college football. It's a different deal.
Okay.
To me.
But that didn't answer my question.
What?
Do you think he stays? And that GM, too, who's been sitting there.
I know. That's the other part.
That's what's his name?
It might be a package.
Cashman?
Deal. Yep.
I just get your thoughts on that. We are not done talking college football. We'll be all over throughout the show. We got us here until 9 o'clock, a little after 9 o'clock, getting you set for NFL action. We are the opening act for a full day of football. First game over in London. You've got Denver and the Jets. Sound like a nice matchup. Denver needs to, like, bench their starting quarterback the second half. If the Jets make this competitive, I'll be surprised. Yeah. I really will. Bo Nix needs to be sitting there like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen in the fourth quarter. He needs to spend the second half on the bench. We will also hear from Noel at some point in the show. Got a fresh casting call. There's money flying through there. In fact, I got something special that, believe it or not, for the first time, Sam and I have a connection to a casting call that you guys could be a part of. Something new that is happening. That's all coming up. We're getting started on this Sunday morning, 12th day of October. Hey, is this officially Columbus Day? No, that's tomorrow, right? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.